Zed Williams with you.
It's the Golden Voice, Golden Voice. It's the Golden Voice. Shut
up. Hey, 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 Scott. Oh, okay, you show you right. Hi, Scott. Hi, Scott. I got two Scots in the house.
Both Scott.
And a Sean. Hey, Ted Williams with you. Good morning. It's, 15 minutes after 11 a.m. here on WWGH, 1113. Scott is alluding to the clock. I haven't been on the air since, last year?
Since last year. Actually, yeah, last year. We just had an anniversary. I've been watching it on Facebook.
Is that right?
Yeah, our first shows. We were on for 90 days, and we may be coming back.
And you know what? We were eating into the numbers, Scott Spears. We were eating into the numbers. They got a syndicated program by the lovely Yolanda Adams, gospel recording artist, and we bumped it. You know, the station that was playing her show bumped it out of the way. We were on our way.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't have long today, Tim. We just come to talk to our beautiful people out there in the radio world, and we're gonna have some fun today for at least 45 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I find out that some of the things that I'm interested in talking about today here on this vehicle here at WWGH with Scott Spears, my boy. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing very well.
Good. How's the station doing?
Everything around here is great. The local live programming here, as far as the conversation, has been tremendous. And we haven't seen you for a year and a half, and it's great to see you this
morning.
Has it
been that long?
Year and a half. 2015, the summer.
Hey, Mary and Ted Williams here at the Marion Mall at WWGH, along with Scott Anthony, my manager, and my co-friend. He's my buddy, man.
Yeah, yeah. And we want to say condolences to you, man, because we know that you lost your mom, man. And a lot of people don't know. The whole world probably knows on Facebook and everything else, because everybody knows, but again, condolences to you, man. She was a wonderful woman.
You know, I have to say that all of you in here, that my mother and everybody that's listening, my mother got a chance to live to see her prayers were heard and they were answered, you know, for a turnaround in my life and mine as well. But she passed away at 96, and the grieving process has kind of went through me now, and I can honestly say that I respect the fact that I have a day too.
Yeah.
We all have a date. Have no way escaping it.
Well, you know, Ted, I wanted to relay this story on the air about your mother, because when you first came and did, I did it earlier on, but I think the audience deserves to hear it, is that your mother was in her 90s.
Yes, yes.
And living very independently. I think when we met, it was back in 2012, right after everything went down. And we were doing a program one morning where we had Gary Burbank call in and send special things to you.
Yeah, I remember that.
And one of the calls that morning was your mother. And I had to set that up before your show. And she didn't know me from Adam when I called her up on the telephone. Couldn't have been a nicer woman.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot.
Rest in peace, Julia.
And you was definitely her baby. I remember we went to New York to Dr. Oz. And when I first met your mom, and I remember sitting there with your mom, and the first thing she says, "No," she said, "Now, Teddy, you can't be traveling by yourself, baby. People out there, they'll harm you. You can't trust people around." That's the first thing she said. You said, "Oh, I got Scott with me. Scott ain't going to let nothing down." She said, "I'm just telling you, you can't be by yourself nowhere."
Every time I ever wanted to go back to New York, the first thing she would say, you know, and I was going back with the purposes of trying to help her, you know.
Yeah.
She was falling and all of these things, which we all do when we get those certain ages. But I wanted to go for those reasons. And she, "Oh, no, honey, no. You just stay right where you are."
Right.
You know, and crime is... Now, this is a 96-year-old woman telling a 55-year-old man, "Crime is so bad here.
Right.
You won't survive."
And she walks down the street.
She walks down the street with her little pocketbook and all.
Yeah, we went to Popeye's. We was like, "We need to go get something to eat." And she was just like, "Well, I'm just going to walk." I'm like, "Yo, you're not walking. We'll go."
She was very, very surprised.
I would take 96. Yeah. 96 isn't bad.
Really. Anything to know that I could live that long. But back to other things. Has anybody heard anything? These are some of the things that's on my mind. And thank you so much, Scott, for inviting us here to allow. But I wanted to know, there's a few things that just stick out. As everybody knows, Scott was probably And both Scotts, Scott Spears and Scott Anthony, both were responsible for me announcing that I was going to run for president.
Yes, yes.
Now, this was a while back, right? Now,
yeah.
Very while back. Since then, of course, Cruz and Bush and everybody else dropped all out of the race and everything. So I had no choice but to bow out.
Right.
But one of the things that really insulted me as an American was the situation up in Flint, Michigan with the water contamination.
Yeah.
And on our way up here to Marion this morning, we were talking about it, Scott and I, and whether I was going to bring it up as a topic, whether they had just said, okay, we got enough help for those immigrant Mexicans who were here probably illegally as to the reason why they couldn't report the illnesses that were caused by that contaminated water. And then you had a whole age group of kids, white, black, and all of them, that were drinking this water. Now they have all kind of signs of a disease and so forth. I wanted to know, had we just forgotten to put that on the shelf after we sent them maybe 100,000 cases of bottled water? Right. You know, water, of course, they couldn't shower with or anything, but they could drink. You know, whatever happened to that? It wasn't on any of the politicians' agendas.
No.
Straighten out, you know, or nothing. And then you said,
yeah, because the last thing that I saw, and Scott, I don't know if you'll see something else, but the last thing I saw was Obama was sitting there
in Flint,
and they gave him a sip of water. They said, well, you drink it. Yeah. And he took a sip of water. And the first thing I said, well, okay, dude, first of all, you're taking a sip.
Yeah.
Second of all, I know when you get back on that Air Force One,
they're going
to give you a shot.
Yeah. Run him to the emergency room.
What did you see? You see anything else?
Well, after that event happened, because they held a debate up there last year, Bernie Sanders and Hillary were up there, and that's
when a
lot of attention got focused in on what was going on in Flint.
Exactly.
And Michael Moore also lives there, so he tries to put as much attention on it. But it was I hope I don't
Michael
get
Michael Moore, he's a 9/11 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, he's that guy, documentary filmmaker. Yeah.
Okay.
The governor was the problem there because he was saying there wasn't a problem. And then they wanted to get him out of office. So he was trying to fix it as quick as possible. Now, I might be wrong, but my understanding was that after that debate was held there and all that attention was swung that way, that they started working on the problem. And I think that's why Obama took that drink of water to symbolize that it's okay now. The problem still is, though, if we want to concentrate on a news story, is what about the people who drank the water when it was bad?
Yeah, because that whole city's about to get sued.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're going to be those kids are going to come out with mental issues.
And I'm not trying to bring this up by any chance back to the forefront of what our topic should be about. But, don't forget, if you're out and about or there's some kind of drive to help the people in front, believe me, they still need help.
Well, one of the things that we want to talk about is how we can help, how we can become a better community and what's going to bring us together. And that's what one of the things I wanted to talk about is we need to come together, find some things to come together about. I mean, there's a lot of division that's going on because of the presidency now, and you got all this protesting all over the world. And I believe without, you know, a lot of people have a lot of passion, but they don't really have a true purpose. I've spoken to a lot of people and say, okay, well, why are you protesting? They really don't have an idea of why they are protesting. You know what I mean? There's so many things that obviously that we have, that we passionate about, that we have problems with, and some people have a passion for certain things. But if you do not know why you're sitting there screaming and yelling and nothing is changing, you probably want to change the out on how you're thinking about how you're going about doing it.
You know, interestingly enough, if we're talking about the protests that happened, I guess a week ago, are we talking
about a bunch of them? Well, I'm talking about all of them.
Yeah, all around. Okay.
Solidarity of all types.
Yeah, you are right. I think a lot of people protest and they don't really have a purpose. Now, last Saturday's protests across the country, one thing I did notice is I thought the two main themes there were women are worried about Roe versus Wade. Now, however people want to feel about that, they have a purpose.
Yeah.
And I also thought the Muslim ban and also the idea of sending illegal immigrants back to Mexico was also on the forefront of last week's protest. Now, you're exactly right. A lot of protests, who knows?
Yeah.
But I don't think last week's protest is going to fold up because the one thing everybody in Washington wants is to be reelected.
Yeah.
And if they think 2.9 million people are not going to go back and reelect them, that'll change your vote.
Yeah. And that should.
Yeah, you're right.
And it should, because, I mean, that's a part of speaking out. As that's.
I think we should all come together as families, first and foremost, the family value has been lost somewhere.
They
I don't know whether
heck.
It's been lost to addiction, or people are just letting kids parent themselves.
Right.
It used to be a class called The Art of Positive Parenting, and nobody's perfect. Every family has their own situations going on with the internet now. You know, their kids are not focused because they're on the internet so many hours a day. Grades are falling and all of that, and we're supposed to be in competition with other countries for dominance in the...
We're not in top 10.
Yeah,
we're not even in the top 10.
Yeah. So I think it all begins in the home.
Absolutely.
Where we had community, we had church, and we had family.
Yeah. And values.
And values.
Yeah.
And the communities involve themselves with other situations. For instance, if you see a child in there shoplifting or something, there would be a parent or a community elder that would say, honey, you know your mother wouldn't let you allow you to do that or like for you to do that. You know, or reach in your pocket and there's a kid stealing something. And you go up and you say, honey, put that back. I got you. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You
know, acts of kindness.
Acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. Mindfulness of how you were raised.
Yeah.
So we need to get back to family values if we're coming together in anything.
Absolutely.
Well, here's an interesting thing I wonder, because I think basically what we're talking about there is morals and how people deal with those on a daily basis.
Value them.
So do you believe that our current president represents a moral person? With these tweets and whoop-de-doos that he does.
Ooh, Scott hit below the belt.
Maybe he does.
I don't want to take away anything from Mr. Trump, our commander-in-chief and all. What I do want to say is, if he does have them, he didn't display very many of them.
Well, I think, too, that when he displays this, that does not display your morals. That displays you are immature.
Well, when you're sitting around bantering on a bus with what's my man's name?
Billy Bush.
Yeah, Billy Bush, about how touching the lady, groping the lady's areas of inappropriateness, you know, and all of that. That's not morally right.
Well, here's the thing:
to know that you're on camera and you're doing that.
Now, if you know that you're on camera doing that, you're stupid.
Well, Ted has been in radio a long time, and I've been in quite a while now.
Yeah.
And Ted, what's the number one rule? Whether a mic is on or off, don't talk.
That's
But here's again, I don't think that has anything to do with your morals. I think that you're stupid. Because here's the thing: when we're talking about men talking to men, when we're talking about men talking to men, what do men talk about when we're men are alone? Period. It can get real raunchy and nasty.
Well, that would have to be a certain age group of men.
I'm just talking about Donald Trump, not trying to boost your testosterone.
I would say we all talk about how nice somebody looks and use different terms, but as Ted said, and I'm going to go in this direction. I think the if it had just been she looks great, how hot is she?
That's
fine. We pass that. I don't know that people talk about groping people.
Yeah, oh, Lord, how I'd like to stick my tongue in her mouth.
Yeah.
You know, that's not...
I've been in conversations. Come on, fellas. Are y'all
Maybe y'all are morally correct.
No, you know what y'all are? Y'all fronting. That's what y'all doing. Because what it comes down to is, like Scott just said, he says it's based upon your perception. So because your perception can't tell me that my values or my thoughts are wrong because of how... I can't base what's right off of your perception. So basically what I'm saying you're saying, well, if he said this, if he said that, then I would excuse it. I won't judge it. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, it's real. Like women. I've heard women with the most disgusting – I mean, shoot, they put it all on Twitter. They put it all on Facebook. They put it all on all social media. Women's conversation be about as nasty as guys' conversation.
I'm not going to throw Bill Cosby into this, but I just want
to – What you doing?
Go ahead. Throw him in.
Bill Cosby trying to give you some money. You're going to throw him under the bus.
No. What I was going to say is, here's the most moral father figure that America has ever had, and then all of a sudden, everybody, he's immoral like the devil. You know what I mean? this man here is putting women to sleep and having sex with them and all, and using date rape drugs.
That's if he's doing it, because he wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, now here's the thing, though, and I asked that Ted that question for a purpose. And the bus thing, yes, that was not Donald Trump's best moment.
Yeah.
But let's say he didn't know the mic was on, and let's say he's just made a mistake. I'll tell you, one of the seminal moments of that campaign for me is during a live debate when he knew the mic was on, and he leaned
That's
over
what
and
I'm
said,
talking about.
Hillary, you are what a nasty lady.
Yeah.
What a
yeah.
nasty lady.
Yes.
Now,
because
come on,
she wanted
Donald.
To go
on,
to
what?
The bathroom. She wanted to go to the bathroom.
She is a nasty lady.
Is that what you're talking
no,
about?
No, you can't say that on that.
What? Again, let's go back. Let's go back. Because you keep, he said it again. He said, you can't say that. Why can't we? It's the truth.
Do you think, yeah. now of all of
that's
us
that has nothing to do with morals. I'm telling you, it has to do with training. This dude does not have the correct training. He doesn't.
But this is where we start, Ted, because this is a good conversation to have. And, yeah. and it's what people are talking about over their kitchen table.
Yeah.
And the conversation here, Ted, is where you started. We need to get back to morals. We need to get back to family values.
Yeah.
If the president does not represent those because of immaturity or just opinion.
Yeah, so be it.
Well, great thing about it is the president is not my daddy. The president's
there you
not
go.
My daddy.
That's right.
And I don't look, we, and most, and you don't have to look up to the president. That's not even the president's job. The president's job is to do his job. I don't look at the president for me to look up to him. That's why we have parents. He's not a part of my family.
Yeah.
He's not. I don't look up to him. I may look up to those, because see, when I find a person that I want to follow, look up to, I choose that person wisely. First of all, they have to line up with my values. They have to line up with my morals.
Yeah,
they have
to
line up with, I have to respect them. And if I don't respect them like that, I ain't following you. I don't care what type of life you live. Do your job.
That guy, like Charles Barkley, told everybody, I'm not no idol or someone that, you know. What
yeah, don't
that?
Follow me.
No.
Yeah. Have your own life.
Celebrities should not, I agree with you 100% on that, but here's the problem. The problem is if how we make this country good is, like Ted said, family values and morals.
Yeah.
What does it say about this country that it elected
a man
who maybe
who
doesn't
has,
act in that moral
very
way?
Very careless about his comments.
It says that on some levels that we are like that ourselves.
Bingo.
That's exactly what he says.
Bingo.
Okay.
It says
you win the prize.
It says that we agree to a certain level, because here's the thing. Here's the thing.
He's just being a man.
We all discriminate. We all have discriminated on certain levels.
We all have certain prejudices.
And we all are racist, because they're all three different terms, on certain levels.
Prejudice, racism, and discrimination.
Yeah, and bigotry.
Do you think if Hillary Clinton had turned to Donald during that debate and said, you scumbucket, that she would have got a pass?
It don't matter. He didn't get a pass.
Now, that's interesting.
He's not getting a pass.
He got elected. That's his pass.
No, it's not. Yeah. That's totally different. Again, the popular vote was the popular vote. The electoral vote is the electoral vote.
Right.
The popular vote said most people voted for her.
Yeah.
Right.
So they didn't have nothing to do with it.
I think because she didn't act like that.
No, it's not because she's lied. I mean that's. But people still followed her. People gave her a pass. Man, people gave that woman a pass.
Debate that in a court of law. I don't know.
I mean, people
gave her taxes over emails any day.
People gave her a pass or the all.
Show me your taxes.
Out of all the stuff.
Show me the taxes, Donald.
Ted, who wants to pay taxes?
Why doesn't he do that?
Who wants to pay taxes? What rich people? What rich person pays taxes?
I don't care that he doesn't pay taxes.
Yeah, I don't care.
If you don't,
so if you don't care, why does it matter?
Because what are his interests? Does he have interest in Russia? Does he have interest in China?
Listen, that was
hold up. He does.
Well, we got problems.
Hold up. I believe every
taxes
person,
over emails.
Every person of wealth, all them people try their best not to pay all their taxes. Most people try their best not to pay their taxes. Matter of fact, I don't want to pay my taxes all the time. You know, I get like
Wesley Snipes just got out of jail.
$23,000 for federal taxes.
Evander Holyfield lost his house
because
of
back taxes.
$23,000 for taxes. Imagine how much that is. That's a dang old new car. That's just federal.
Yeah.
That's how much they took out of my taxes.
But nobody is condemning Donald Trump for not paying taxes. I want to know, does he owe Russia money?
Russia money.
Because he is the president now.
He was a puppet man. And my perception of that, North Korea too, before it's all said and done. I believe North Korea is going to be very, very instrumental in a cyber attack that he had been dealing with when he reneges on this trade issue with North. Watch what happens.
You know what? I think
he who was homeless told you that.
And I think a lot of times people think, like they think that Trump or Obama did everything, all the bad things happened on Obama's watch. All the bad things happened on Trump's watch. This stuff ain't Russia's issues. This ain't nothing.
And for the record, I just want to say my for the record, everybody, the golden voice, the man with the God-given golden voice, is saying right here that all Muslims are not bad.
I'm glad you said this, because this is where I wanted to drive. I want to get your feeling on this. This is a story last night. Donald Trump is trying to impose this Muslim ban right now.
Yes.
Now, do people know, because this is underreported, there are three countries that he is still accepting Muslims from. And you know what those three countries have in common? They're countries he has done business with.
Exactly.
Okay, so Trump does business with everybody.
Now, I wouldn't doubt if they'd have a Trump Plaza in Iraq.
No, the great thing about it is, when you have all these things that Trump is doing, how does it affect our communities? How does it affect our community? How does it affect our actual home?
He's taking everything away from me. Oh, what do you mean?
My thing is this, because I know he's our president and we can't do nothing about it. How does it affect my relationship with Scott Spears, with Ted Williams, with the person that's down the street? Well, he does not affect our own responsibility to love one another, to talk to each other with respect, to educate our kids. He has nothing to do with this. So, people, again, you got all this passion.
Okay, we're looking.
But where's the purpose? Because if we have all this knowledge of saying all these negative, or maybe positive, or maybe true, or maybe not, how does it affect our? Because we keep all this anger that's built up.
We're more focused on other things.
Yeah,
than
we're
what
distracted.
We should be.
Yeah, we run our communities. We run our land. We as people. It ain't just a system.
So what you're saying is, how does the fair trade embargoes and all of those things that happen with American politics? How does that affect my dinner
table? My household.
Table?
That's
my,
right.
My dinner table.
Exactly right. So we have to. My whole thing is this. We know that what all this is doing is dividing our nation like never before.
I look at it only for one aspect. You were talking about this just a little while ago, talking about Generation X. We are the last of the baby boomers, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, with that being said, that's how we judge it.
Right.
I got grandchildren.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm looking at the overall outcome. Yeah, there you go. Oh, really?
Shoot.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about that after. Wow. But I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren now.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the political aspects of what they have to face. Listen, you don't hear of schools being built no more, but you hear of a lot of privatizing in the prison system. Everybody, pretty soon Marion's going to have about 12 prisons out here. You know,
and they want to lock up your kid.
Yeah, your kid.
Because it's money.
So, yeah, it's money that the state is going to pay for to house your child. You'll be a number and a allocation ticket.
It's called new slavery.
Yeah.
Because they own your tail.
That's right.
When you go to jail, they own you. That's what
I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing.
Building walls, teaching my kids, my grandkids, that Mexicans belong behind a wall. Every Islamic faith or based place are terrorists.
I don't believe that.
My kids now...
I don't believe that.
We went to the airport not too long ago, and my kid seen, I guess I don't know what you call the outfit, but he tells me, Daddy, look at that. I mean, Papa, look at that towel head. And I just didn't, you know, towel head.
You know why?
Where did Mike?
Because that stuff is taught.
Yeah.
Well, we keep teaching that dang on racism and bigotry.
That's the answer to your question. How does the Muslim ban affect your family? Right there.
Right there. My grandkids are thinking that everyone who wears
hold up. The Muslim ban doesn't affect it like that because it goes back to if I'm a father and I have my kids, I tell my kids that's not true. No, that's right. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's wrong. You see what I'm saying?
When's the last time our dinner tables had any education about other ethnic backgrounds?
I don't even have cable.
Hey, did you know black people don't have tails?
Right. It's called conversation. We have to conversate about it. It has to be a discussion.
How many people have the phones? Should kids not have phones? Should kids get... Because they're getting information on Google.
Oh.
How can you avoid that?
We got to have certain discipline or certain situations. Bring back the father in the home, or if the father's not present, Uncle Joe will come in and take over his sister's kids if they start acting up. Put the phone down. I'm tired of it. Your grades are truly bad. And do your homework.
We got some punk parents, man.
Yeah, that's
you know, they're punk parents.
To whip their kids. I mean, I'm not saying... Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about brutalizing your kids because they brought home an F on their report card. I'm just saying bring it to their awareness that you're not going to tolerate, you know, putting yourself on a certain stress level or taking the focus away from your job and your home and your other things that you need to be focused with because this kid has got pornography in Wendy's on their iPhone.
Man, it's crazy because I've seen that. I've seen that in church. Yeah. I've seen little kids playing with, and again, this doesn't have anything to do with Trump, Hillary, Obama, Bush. It has to do with everything with the parents. I'm in church one day, and I see a child sitting there playing two video games on their phone during church. And I'm like,
it's become a pacifier. What in the world? Boy.
Yeah.
Babysitter. Babysitter. That's exactly
yeah,
here's, right.
But here's the thing, because this Muslim ban is very important right now because it's a scary thing.
What is the citizenship ratio here of Muslims, Somalian community?
I think it is pretty close to 6%.
Is that right?
6%, which is pretty good in the United States when you consider.
No, I'm talking about here in Marion.
Oh, in Marion?
How many Muslims do you run into on a daily basis?
You know, more than you used to. I would say it's probably running the national level. It's probably about 5 or 6%. But
here goes the neighborhood. No, I'm just kidding.
But here's the problem with that whole idea. And how does Donald Trump, or if Hillary had won, figure into this? When Donald Trump says something, it's not just the cell phone that's going to be on. It's not just the television. It's not just the radio. It's not just the posters. It's not just whatever it is. When you demonize a whole group, much like people did years ago, people get these convoluted ideas about what people are.
Well, that's a perception. I don't think that he demonized the entire group because obviously he knows people. I know people. I mean,
well, like you said, he's still doing business with the Arab countries.
When he says Muslims are rapists and murderers, and that's the first thing out of your mouth. Mexicans are rapists and murderers.
He made that comment.
He made that comment, and he overspoke. I believe he overspoke. I don't think that he was talking about all of them.
He should have said that.
She should have said that. I mean, come on, man. That's like saying all white people are dang.
How about
killers.
when the disabled news person retarded, or you know, he was
horrible,
acting like
horrible.
He was.
When he did like this,
that was a classy moment for our president.
Is that a commander in chief?
He is.
That sits up and he
elected.
First of all, Scott voted for the man. Okay,
now we know. So it's all out on the table.
Well, I mean,
throw him under a bus for that comment.
No, that's okay. But it only made sense. But the bottom again.
But Scott
now,
also
what was
likes
Hillary?
Money.
What was wrong with Hillary? Let's talk more about that for a second.
There wasn't a thing. It was historical America. We wanted to make history again. Obama made history. Let's give Hillary a shot.
I ain't vote for
Trump.
No,
was the last time I seen Trump prior to him offering me again that situation in 2011. He was on what? The Who's the Boss? I mean, not Who's
Apprentice.
The Boss. The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Okay, you're fired. He made those. And that's just what he's doing. He's going around. I believe that there's going to be a mutiny of sorts where the Joint Chiefs of Staffs are all going to just rebel against his standards of running a military. You think that possibility?
You know, I don't. Here's the sad thing, and being
with
media,
all of our armed services,
I don't know what he's going to do. That's the problem because he says he wants to beef up the military, but lot of money on the taxpayers' back. You want to build a wall? That's $15 billion on the taxpayers'
and
back.
And we're trillions and he's even alluded to the fact that we're $33 trillion
in debt. The deficit, the debt will not go away. Let's get it out of every American's mind.
But again, we never did answer the question. What's wrong with Hillary?
It's not going to get.
What was wrong with Hillary?
Well, I didn't want to vote for Hillary, and because here's the thing.
There wasn't a thing wrong with Hillary.
It was either the bad or the worst. So it didn't matter who we was going to get. It was always going to be crazy. Because at the end of the day, which I'm trying to stress to people that are listening, it has nothing to do with them when it comes to your home. If you sit there and you teach your kids, you sit there and you make decisions in your community. Because the most powerful community decision you can make is go down to your city hall and be a part of that.
Life's meaningful changes begin in the home.
Period. Period.
Bottom line.
We glorifying all this other stuff that we cannot change. We want to have all this information. Well, why is this? And why is that? Well, why he doing this? And why he doing that? That's great to know. But when you get that information, what does that do for you individually?
But because if we share our opinions and our prejudices and all of that about these situations and get them out there on the table, then it makes it less burden.
No, it creates conversation if that is your intention. It creates for have an open mind for you to say, oh, okay, I can understand. But at the end of the day, with all this information that we have, what do you do with it?
In hindsight, does anybody think any of those other candidates that dropped out of the race would have been a great decision over Trump or would have stood a better chance of winning besides Hillary?
I think the Republican Party feels that way. I don't think they still want Trump. I think they wanted Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Now, the problem, though, is now here's the difference. We talked about how Trump feels about Muslims, and that's his prerogative, whether people feel about it. There was a moment in that election, and I don't know if a lot of people saw it, but Hillary was in a small group at a school. Now, she does not know what a child's going to ask. A 10-year-old girl, a Muslim girl, said, I'm scared that my parents are going to be shipped out of here. And Hillary took that girl in her arms and says, don't worry, I'm not going to let that happen. Now, is this that evil emailing woman who hates her husband? I mean, that was manufactured by the Republican Party and the Donald Trump campaign to make you not vote for her. Now, Hillary has her flaws.
How do you know that?
How do I know that they made her look evil? Because I haven't heard yet that one email ever fell into enemy hands. I've never seen one email produced bad against Hillary. She did do the Russian reset, which was a success. She kept nuclear arms out of Iran.
Go to your local newsstand. Yeah, there's a picture of Hillary there on the globe. I know this. Behind bars.
And also, she was in the room when Osama bin Laden was killed, and President Obama said he consulted her on that.
So check this out. I do know this.
I voted for her.
I do know this. I know that Hillary.
Go Hillary.
I believe that Hillary came in like any other person, a person with wanting to do great for their country. When you sit there for 30 years, I don't care who you are, that is a dirty business. Everybody can agree with being a politician is a dirty business. You get money thrown at you.
The lobbyists.
You get all kind of stuff. And your integrity is always on the line. And when you get money thrown at you for 30 years, you've done some great things and some bad things. We've seen her lie. Like she said, when she got off that plane, she said she went to somewhere and it was bombs being thrown and dropped and everything. And then they showed the actual footage. She got little kids around her. She's all cool.
So here's the difference. Before you make that assertion, hold on. The difference is she apologized. Did she not?
She lied.
You're thinking about Brian Williams.
No, Here's where I'm coming at. Where I'm coming at is that, yes, we all, people make mistakes. This one thing about job. Now, I used to work at Chase, okay? Chase Bank. If I made a email to you about your account, I'm fired. If I do a transaction, literally, I'm fired. I could be the national achiever at Chase, number one person. If I did that one mistake, because I know the laws, I know the rules of that.
So
that
you can't have an outside server.
You cannot dang on email. I'm talking about rules. Rules.
Okay.
Every president, every elector, every politician has rules.
I take that.
And they tell them, do not have this.
But just tell me this. She sent, what did they come up with, 3,000 emails over that time off that private server? Well,
Didn't
somebody get those? Hillary, you're sending emails from a private server that don't say whitehouse.gov.
Right.
Why don't you do so? Nobody ever said a thing in 4 years. Nobody ever said anything till she started to run for president.
So what? I mean, that's right. You're supposed to. You're supposed to dig. Ain't they? Ain't that what happens?
State.
And what doing nothing. But isn't that happens?
Well, hold on. How many first ladies have been Secretary of State?
Doesn't matter.
You cannot excuse what she did.
Do you think Hillary Clinton wanted her private contacts as first lady for 8 years to be just flowing through a server that she didn't know was protected? I
again, again, There are rules and there's consequences.
Nobody ever sent her an email.
People take taxes over email.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make sense, because I'll tell you, if anybody ever had a question of Hillary's integrity, it was put to bed last Friday. She showed up at that inauguration of Donald Trump.
Oh, good. That's not. So what? Who cares?
So what?
Well, you call that patronizing?
Here's the thing.
Oh, so what?
You know why? You know why? Because guess what? If no one showed up for his party, he's still the president.
He is, but she didn't have to.
It doesn't matter.
And
a lot of people didn't.
Nope.
Who cares?
It would anybody have blamed her for not showing up?
You know what? Listen.
Yeah,
listen.
Hats off to Hillary.
Hillary, and this is just
you
so
think
much
Trump
fun.
Would have showed
so
up?
Listen,
you think Trump would have showed up to Hillary's inauguration?
I don't care about that either.
Oh, he would be down at Mar-a-Lago.
If it wasn't for Hillary and President Barack Obama,
Obama don't even like Hillary. Stop
listen,
it.
Listen.
Did y'all see? Okay.
We would have never captured
Scott
Osama bin Laden.
Oh, who cares?
Who cares?
That's
a big problem.
The reason why I say who cares is because they was going to get that dude. They was going to get him.
Now tell George W. Bush that for 8 years.
They
you couldn't get him.
Because it had to do with money. Come on, man. Y'all know. Y'all understand. Listen, money is very powerful. Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Who was that? Saddam Hussein, the one Bush couldn't get, but the other one did?
Yeah.
The weapons of mass destruction
That fake, that bullcrap.
Yeah,
saying
yeah.
Those lies just to roll up in there. So
but
kill
here
all the
we
people.
Have a man who
you know, America,
two aircraft into our World Trade Tower, and we got him how many years later?
That well,
nine.
Did he do it or did we do it?
Oh, no. Now we're going to get Jesse Ventura in here and go down the conspiracy theory route.
And no conspiracy theory. Yes, did we do it? That's the question.
I think Donald Trump might be a robot with a cyborg.
You know what? Right. If he was a robot, people would love him because that's what people want.
Geist.
People want Trump to be – people want our presidents and our leaders to be robots. They do. They don't want real people.
Let me ask you this. If somebody could fake a war and somebody could fake a terrorist attack and somebody could fake capturing somebody, you think they couldn't fake election results?
They can. And here's the thing. You don't even have to fake election votes. You know why? Because we're not in control of them.
Well, Ted and Scott, you're smart guys, and I've been asking this question of everybody. Now, somebody explain this to me. Okay, they did these polls, and the polls were so wrong. Okay, in the election. Now, explain to me why the polls were only wrong in swing states. They weren't wrong in California. Yeah, they weren't wrong in New York.
Right,
they weren't wrong in Texas.
Right.
Why were they only wrong in swing states? The same pollers went to every state.
That's right.
Why only in the states that could have gone either way?
That's a good question.
You asked me a question. You asked that
why is that? Why is that?
Personally speaking, I think if there's any
this is your first time voting in 20 years. You don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Right,
no. I don't know, man. I told you I vote for swing states and all the others. I don't go to swinger states. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, that's exactly what he's talking about.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. The election came out as it did. We're happy. I guess we have to be satisfied with who we have. We have to support our president. As Americans, I personally don't agree.
And when you say when you say support, you don't mean agree.
No,
exactly.
No,
that's
I'm going to support him.
Right,
but I don't agree about the Muslim theories. I don't agree about the Mexican theories or any of those things that Mr. Trump deals with. I know we have a Joint Chiefs of Staff. I know we have the best military that a nation could have.
Mm-hmm.
I just want. Nothing blasphemous, again, to come out of this, because I know every country in the world was looking at the United States on that election day.
Absolutely.
And they were just seeing how chaotic or how much America will tolerate when it comes to the most inexperienced person being of choice.
Well, here's the interesting thing. We've only got 9 minutes left in this show, and next hour.
Why?
I know. You're going to join us next hour.
Okay.
We got one more hour here.
Why?
And we're going to get into this. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
And next hour, this is one of the subjects we're going to get into, but we can start it here because of what you just said. You're right. He's the commander-in-chief. We need to support him. If he does well, we do well. But the problem is, yesterday, his top guy, Steve Bannon, said to me, said to you, Ted, said to Scott Anthony over here, the media, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth and go along.
Yeah, we don't need media. Yeah,
yeah, we don't need it. It's most Ted. We're the most dishonest people in the world.
Some
and the media is on all.
Scott being extreme right now. Oh my God,
you
like,
no,
like
heard him
hold
say
up,
that.
Hold up. You like be like a female man. Like you're being extreme right now. Because here's the thing. We're going to the extreme with this. Like he's not talking about all media. He is only referring if the shoe fits, wear it.
Right. If the shoe fits, wear it. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, but let we're me not just talking about this. All. Like when he was talking about black people, all black people ain't poor. All black people ain't living in craziness. All black people, you know what I mean? But he's only referring to the ones that he's talking
who's
to.
Who's he talking about?
He's talking about the ones that's ghetto as hell.
No, he's talking about the ones who don't agree with him.
Well, yeah,
that's
the
true.
Problem.
That's true. I agree with you on that one.
I don't believe that.
But let me say this. I want to get on a lighter note. I had, for the first time in a long time, someone in these 5 years, I want to tell everybody, it's been the sixth anniversary this past January 4th since my viral video hit the American
and clean
highways.
And sober. Congratulations.
And clean and sober on my sobriety and all. Let me just say this. On that day, on January 4th, 2011, I went on the Today Show. As everybody knows, it started out with that. I met Matt Lauer. I love Matt Lauer. later on that evening, I went on the Jimmy Fallon Show. I'm just kind of rewinding here because yesterday something happened to me. 2 days ago. So I went on Jimmy Fallon, and I told America that meeting Matt Lauer brought the female out in me. Now, I could have used the political correct stance of saying I got a little man crush on Matt. You know, I think he's this, I think he's that. Well, yesterday I met a guy who thought that was my way
of coming out.
So he grabs me, you know, I'm hugging him, and he said, I've always wanted to meet you, Ted. You know, oh my God, it's so nice. And I love the way you came out, girl. And so I looked at him, and I wasn't knowing exactly what he was referring to. I knew coming out meant coming out of the closet. But where could I have come out of the closet if that was the case?
If you was never in the closet.
Yeah, if I was never in the closet. Lo and behold, he referred to that Jimmy Fallon clip.
Libs on 5-6 years later. It's amazing what people remember.
So for some of the Marian listeners, I love you, and thank you so much. Keep me in your prayers, but I want to say one thing. I'm not gay. but I don't knock those that are.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Each his own. Including you, Mr. Trump.
Well, what do you make of Melania? Nobody talks a lot about this. What do you make of her not living in the White House? Is that a big deal?
No, it's not a big deal. Oh, my God. This is not what I want to talk about. You should be talking about
what
are
we talking
show.
About? What's next on that list over there?
Oh, my God.
We got 5 minutes. Hit something.
What are some of the things that I'd protest?
Yes.
All right.
What are some of the things that I would protest as Ted Williams? I would protest the way that the law enforcement community is not embracing the streets the way cops did back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The cops knew your name, and they if they thought you were in trouble, they'd say, "Are you staying out of trouble, Williams?" I'd be like, "Yes, sir." Gone are those days. I would protest the fact that our law enforcement needs to get more closer to the people.
To the community.
You know, to the community.
Yeah,
you were
yeah.
talking about one of the code of ethics is that black folks just don't tell on one another. They know who killed Joe down the street, but they're not, you know, going to give up the information to that. Man, go and give up that information. Give the family closure. Have respect for one another. If I knew who killed somebody, you better believe Ted Williams is snitching on them.
Right.
And it ain't for you know Crime Stoppers or nothing.
Right, right.
I think I respect that people's family because I'd want them to snitch for me if it happened to mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think too, man. I think because here's the thing. What I want to talk about and what I want to do as on this earth is how to bring people together. You know what I mean? When we continue to talk about the same stuff that really can't change
anything.
What
the world needs now is love, sweet love.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your religion.
The only thing
it doesn't matter what you believe.
Just to live
it don't
life.
Matter how you live. We all are equal, and we all have one thing that we can give to each other, and that's real love. That's real respect, and that's what's missing.
When you're
so the police
smiling,
can't come to your neighborhood and
smiling,
give you love if you freaking try to knock them over their head. they know your name. They know Crackhead Willie down there. That's what they
Listen,
know your name.
Tithing comes in many forms. It comes in the form of a smile. It with money. It comes many ways, time that you can spend with someone. So go out today and give yourself a chance at tithing. Say something kind to someone. Tell them that their dress is looking good, even though you think it's looking terrible. Just say, honey, your dress looks beautiful.
Other than that, you'll be called.
Tell your kids how much you appreciate the fact that they are in your life.
Even if they're bad as heck.
And kids, you tell your parents how much you're grateful for them cooking you that food, washing your clothes, or even buying you that iPhone. Just don't go to spankwire.com. That was a joke. Keep it real.
Like 3 minutes?
About 3 minutes.
Okay, cool. All right, now, another thing.
Weather-wise from the weather guys, cloudy sky. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so people, another, the last thing.
Mr. Rogers' piano over here?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers' piano.
Okay, so I do want to get back to what you were saying, because I did just see something on television television.
Then let's tell
about
what we're doing, what we're getting involved.
Yeah, about old girl. I think that she wore a beautiful dress. What's her name? Elavon or whatever.
Melania.
Her name. Melania. We don't even know
first
her name.
Lady's name. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. She had a nice.
You
dress
know his daughter's name?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't know any popular other names.
Kim Kardashian.
I know one thing. They need to leave his kids alone though. I mean, they didn't respect his kids. I mean, he has young kids.
If you got young kids, yes. But yeah, once people, you're 18 and you're making,
they're open for
well,
for, to
if
talk
you're,
about
if you're
where's
making,
your morals at, Scott?
If you're making opinions, if you're dealing with foreign countries.
Well, listen, we got a reality show coming up called Housewives of Columbus.
You stop it! I hope no one takes this like really serious.
We have a call.
Yep. Hey,
hello
there. How are you?
I'm looking for Charlie Evers' show. I got the wrong number, I think.
You're looking for whose show?
The Charlie Evers' show.
How you doing, Charlie? This is me. How you doing?
I'm not Charlie. I'm looking for Charlie.
Oh, I'm Charlie. No, I'm just teasing. Yeah, you did get the wrong show. How could you dare call my show and ask for Charlie?
Well, I don't know. I got the number down here.
Are you serious?
Well, I tell you what. When you get the number, you tell Charlie to make sure that when he gives out the number, it's not our number.
Was this Marion, Ohio?
Marion, Ohio.
This is WGH.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, do you know when his show is? What time I can call him?
Let's see. We're gonna check the directory. Okay, let's see. Charlie has been canceled.
No, wait a minute. No, I know better than that. He's Mr. Marion, Ohio.
1 to 3.
There we go.
What day?
Hey, today from 1 to 3.
30 seconds left.
He's on twice a week, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got him the right day. You just got him the wrong time.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll have to wait an hour.
There you go.
Well, thanks for, you have a hard time finding your number in the phone book. Called WMRM to find your number.
WMRM.
All right, thanks.
We love you. Take care. Hey, listen, it's certainly been fun, but we've got to run. We're going to stick around for your show, right?
One more hour.
I love you so much. Hey, thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, it's fun.
Marion, be nice to someone short, because you never know when someone short has to be nice to you.
From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have